Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello!
Hello, everybody!
And welcome to Kirsty and Bryony's Comfort Zone.
I am Kirsty.
I am Bryony.
And we're gonna listen to some dreams
and work out what's going on. It's been a little while.
It's
Happy
been
New
so
Year,
long.
Everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
We took a little break after Christmas. But that was, oh my God, that was last year.
we haven't recorded a comfort zone since last year. Oh my God.
Yeah, how was your new year?
It's been pretty good. I was ill for most of it. I'm finally getting over it now. But yeah, I got sick in mid-December and it's only just started going away, which has been
a
bit
poo.
Yeah,
you sort of got like ill and then it went a little bit and then it just came back again, didn't it?
Yep,
just...
it came back with a vengeance.
Stinky.
Stinky. What about you?
I was also ill for the new year. I got a little cold from seeing, I assume it was just from seeing my 2-year-old nephew over Christmas. And I think children are like little germ sponges, bless
they
them.
I feel like you
build up an immunity if you live with one, but because I've not seen him for a while, it was, my defenses were lowered.
Oh, managed to.
We had like a nibbly meal together, and you know the way that children will just like put their entire hand into a bowl instead of just taking what they need. So I think it was the snacks.
Yeah, probably it was the snacks.
Of snacks took me down. So literally on like New Year's Eve, within about 5 minutes of the new year, I burst into tears because I felt so like ill. I was just
this isn't how I wanted to start the new year. I'm so bunged up at ill.
Oh, bless.
But I've got it out my system now. I've just used up all of my my sad quota early on in the year, so I'm going to be fine for the rest of the year.
Happy for the rest of the year. That's the way to do it, honestly. That is the way to do it. Well, another bonus of me being sick, anyway, was that my dreams are now FIFA dreams. Yay! So they're going to be pretty wild, and I don't remember anything about them.
It's all content, baby.
Yeah, all content. There's me. I was just, like, dying in bed. Woke up, and I was like, oh, damn, that's pretty good. I better record that for a podcast.
I've been having some quite wild dreams recently, just like big dreams, like a lot. I don't really remember them, but you know when you wake up and you're like, a lot happened. And I did, so the recording I've got today, I have no memory of what happened in it, but it's over 4 minutes long, so a lot, either that or nothing happened and it's a 4-minute recording of me going, that's a dream.
That sounds pretty standard, honestly. I don't remember anything about mine. I had that last night where I think I had a lot of dreams, but I don't remember anything about them. I woke up and I think I had a dream, but I don't know.
I had a dream last night that I was on the next episode of Taskbox.
Oh.
I remember thinking... it was something like you had to go down this slide that was pretty much like vertical. And I was like, oh my gosh, this does not feel safe. I think it was leftover feelings from, did you ever go to, what was it called? There was this like, it might have been near Stevenage. It's somewhere in Hertfordshire.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. It was like
the rainbow slide, and it was terrifying.
I don't know about a rainbow, but I remember having recurring dreams as a kid about that slide, but it was yellow and it was vertical. It was literally a vertical.
Oh yeah, no, it is yellow. I think you're right. I think I remembered it as being red, but no, yeah, it is yellow. And it's pretty much just, you just drop. And then at the end, it sort of goes like, wee. But the main part of it is just terrifying.
Oh
and
my
God. That just came
back. I can't
back
believe
to...
we both remember that. That's so funny.
Just the fact that I didn't even need to say the name of the place. And you're like, yep. The slide.
The slide, the vertical slide that I used to have nightmares about. Yep.
So for some reason, like, however many years it's been since I've been there, like over 20 years, that slide just came back to get me. But it was like a task box thing that you had to choose a jar of cheese and then you had to go down the slide and then you had to either choose to go back up it again or carry on down like rapids. And I was teamed up with Ozzy because I think you had to team up with someone else who had been in the previous episode and we were trying to decide what to do. And but then the dream, I remember having this panic halfway through the dream of like thinking, I've not done anything to my face. And they always do like really close up shots of people in this. And I'm just going to look hideous. And then I went off to, went to paint my first mini at this company. It was sort of like the Aardman stream, but it was painting minis. And I was really proud of myself for painting a mini for the first time.
Aww.
So that's what my dreams have been like. Just lots of stuff that I'm just sort of like, I have no idea what any of this means.
Yeah, just lots of random stuff. Yeah, mine have just been disappearing as soon as I wake up recently, but hopefully they start to come back to me soon.
I had a really mean dream a few days ago.
Mean dream?
Yeah, I had a dream that I managed to overcome my aphantasia and I could imagine things, and I woke up thinking it was real. I was like, oh my gosh, I've just had a breakthrough, I can imagine stuff now. And then I was like, I'm gonna imagine something. I was like, nope.
Oh no, oh pray.
But it was, I had the dream on that real like cusp of waking up when it feels extra real.
Yeah,
but it's so like, I'm still so confused by the fact that I have such like vivid dreams, and I know that I'm like to the point where sometimes I think they've actually happened, so I must be picturing them so well. And then what is it that just it like
blocks them out
day off when I wake up? It's just like nah.
That's so strange. Like, has it always been the same as well, like as far as you can remember?
I think so, yeah, because I just always thought that was the norm until I found out.
Yeah. It's so strange. It makes me, I always wonder as well, like if there's like a scale to aphantasia, like because you know you see those things where it's like picture the apple and how do you picture it, 1 to 6, like no apple or an outline, blah blah blah. And I'm like, where do I sit on this scale? I don't know. It's just very interesting.
Shall we take a little dive into your dreams? I don't know, I'm saying this in such a villainous way.
Take a dive into your dreams. Yes, let's do it. I have two dreams today and you have one, so we could make a little dream sandwich.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I'd love to be the filling of your
delicious
lovely bread.
Oh, the dream. Okay,
Nestling.
Well, let's have a little listen to my first dream, which is titled Kettle. I got a new phone and, I didn't do this. Basically, do you remember when we recorded with Simon Clark? Dr. Simon.
Oh, yeah.
And his phone had named them based on what he'd said a lot in the dream. So now my new phone, I've discovered, also does that. So today we have Kettle and Gate. I know what the Kettle dream is, but I don't know what Gate is. So we'll see.
Whereas I've just got
Sixth of Jan. So these were recorded, I think I want to say like the 12th of December. So it was in literally when I was in the middle of fever time. I had a fever and I was very sick. So I'm probably going to sound very sick on the recordings too. I've not listened to them back.
So we have to take ourselves back to, like, you know, Jingle Jam is still happening, the build up to Christmas, you get yourself in that mindset, but alas, you are ill.
I am ill and I have had a dream. Let us listen and see what has occurred.
Hello. Okay, so I've been ill lately. I'm still ill, but I don't have a fever anymore. But when I did have a fever, I had a dream that I was in my bedroom at my parents' old place. And my old desk from when I was a kid was still there, my old computer desk. And it had a kettle on it. And every time the kettle downstairs in the kitchen was turned on, the one on my desk would also turn on and start trying to boil. And I was like, no, no, you need to stop. This is dangerous. What if you're full of water? You'll boil over. Kettle. And I was, so this kept happening while I was trying to sort out my room. I was like trying to move my room around. And then somebody would turn on the kettle, and I was like, for God's sake. So I'd have to turn off the kettle. And then I'd go back to trying to sort out my room. So I was trying to sort out where my TV was, and where all my clothes and stuff were, where my bed was, where my GameCube was. Then the kettle would turn on, about, no, kettle, stop. And eventually I got annoyed, so I picked up the kettle and I took it downstairs, where my parents were prepping dinner, and I put it on the kitchen side, and I was like, I can't keep this kettle anymore. Every time you try and boil the kettle, it starts boiling. It's probably haunted. It's probably got a ghost in it, and this ghost will not stop. He just keeps boiling. And the kettle just sort of slumped over in shame. He was so sad, and I felt so bad for him. I thought, I'm sorry, kettle, but you're a liability. We gotta throw you away. And then my parents made dinner, and it was nice, but I can't remember what it was. And that's all I remember. The end.
Aww. Poor little kettle.
Poor kettle.
Imagine them slumping over, like, oh, who's the, like, Mrs. Potts?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh.
He was trying his best, but he was just being a danger. And I had to get rid of him.
Oh.
I felt very bad.
So, during that, I looked up kettle in the dream book, thinking, kettle's not going to be in there. Of all the things that aren't in there, like, why would kettle be in there? But it actually has three different parts for kettle.
Oh, excellent. What does it say? So,
it says, because a kettle is such a mundane, everyday object, to dream of one indicates our more practical, pragmatic side. If the kettle is unusual, such as an old-fashioned copper kettle, it denotes outworn but still appreciated beliefs. But then it also says, a kettle is often taken to symbolize transformation and change. To dream of one in this context suggests that we need to accelerate a process of learning and growth. So I guess, could that be to do with your parents having moved? But maybe. Then why would you want to accelerate that? That's already happened.
Or maybe I want to accelerate not having a fever.
It also says, a kettle by way of association with a cauldron can symbolize magic and magical Ooh. Forces working for the greater good.
The greater good.
So you're like a modern day witch who, instead of having a big cauldron, just boils the kettle.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, yeah, that's pretty accurate. I think that's the most accurate thing you've ever said. I am just a witch with a kettle.
Just that's a practical, modern day practical. Tea witch.
I'm a big old tea witch. Maybe coffee, if I fancy it.
Oh. The magical beans.
The magic beans. I seem to remember doing other stuff in my bedroom in that dream, but maybe it was a different dream or a dream that surrounded this dream. But I seem to remember being in my bedroom with this kettle going off on the desk But I was also like every now and then I was on my computer, or I think I had like hair straighteners plugged in near my TV. Ooh. And at one point they were left on and I was like, oh, don't leave them on. That's dangerous. Gotta turn them off. And I just remember like little tidbits from around my bedroom. I think at one point there was something on my bedside cabinet, like food maybe.
Yeah.
I seem to remember having a fridge. Also, like, I had a kettle and a fridge, and there was food that I had to put away or something like that. There was just lots of random bits in the dream that I didn't quite remember.
I wonder
the kettle
if
was the star of the show.
The thing that you want to accelerate is, have you been meaning to have a tidy up?
Oh, God, always.
So maybe it's that. Maybe the kettle is, like, the boiling point at which the tidiness needs to come into effect. I can't think what I'm trying to. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Just the words are in the wrong order.
I think I came home around that time, so I probably had these dreams. Well, I might have had the dreams in Bristol and then came back and recorded them, but I was at home or due to come home, and my flat definitely needed a clean.
I get so, that with like my room will get, or my desk usually will get like messier and messier, and you sort of just keep on adding to it and you're just like, oh, it's fine, and then you just reach that point of like, today's the day that I mm-hmm. tackle this. And maybe yeah. that's what the boiling kettle was symbolizing, that you were getting to that point of like, this is we're doing this now, where I'm gonna start tidying this stuff up.
You gotta tidy everything up. Get that kettle out of here. But then he got stabbed.
Oh,
poor kettle. He was trying his best. But he was dangerous. Every time somebody boiled the kettle downstairs, he was like, oh, I'm gonna boil too. And then he was sputtering water everywhere because he was like too full up, which probably was my fault. And it was a disaster. Nothing to be done other than moving the kettle downstairs.
I've sometimes been tempted to get a kettle and a mini fridge and a toaster in the computer room, but I know that would just make me really lazy.
Yeah.
But just the idea of having like a mini fridge like behind your computer, it's just such
luxury. I used to have a mini fridge in my bedroom at my parents'. When I moved, they were like, oh, do you want to take the mini fridge? And I was like, well, not really, because I have a kitchen that's right here. And people on stream have been like, oh, you should get a mini fridge to put your Coke in. And I'm like, my kitchen is behind me. It's literally like 10 steps away. I'm not going to get a mini fridge. Oh, dear. Even so, I do still not put Coke in the fridge because I don't want to walk to it. But that's besides the point.
I think there's just something so like, I don't know, like a mini fridge for me symbolizes like, just, it just seems so fancy. I guess because the only time I ever really come into contact with them is if you ever see one in a hotel and you're like, you can't touch anything from this because.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So like, they are kind of fancy.
I guess because like growing up, anytime there was a film like Big or whatever, where a child or a childlike character suddenly got to design their dream house, there would always be a mini fridge.
Yeah, or Home Alone when he goes to the Plaza Hotel and he's got a mini fridge in the room, it's like, oh wow, it's got a mini fridge. This is pretty cool. Mini fridges were always like something that you wanted as a kid for some reason, I think, for our generation. Like, do you remember those little fridges that held like 2 cans of Coke? And they were just like, oh yeah, I can't get like a proper mini fridge, so we'll just get this and hope for the best. And they were really rubbish.
I guess.
But then there were the cool
kids.
Mini fridges.
You want your like, it's like a tiny bit of independence, isn't it?
Yes,
because
exactly.
I guess if you grow up and your money isn't really your own because you're only getting like a bit of pocket money and the food isn't really yours. And so the idea of having like a fridge that is stuff
all
you don't
yours.
Have to share, it's all yours. You're mm-hmm. like can of pop or whatever.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, and like I said, I had a mini fridge when I lived at home. Probably not as a child. I probably got it when I was about like 21 or something. But it was great, you know? It was all my stuff. I would put my sweets in there. I would buy like Diet Coke in bulk and I would fill the whole thing up. You could put like 30 cans in there. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Oh my
gosh. This is my fridge.
Kirsty's fridge.
This is my hydration station. It was great.
For me, just the idea of having like cold water. I know that sounds...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like having just cold water like near you, not having to run to a tap or anything.
Yeah.
Like that's what it was great for. Man, they're fridges, probably not what a good
the
invention.
Best, like, what you call it? Like, do they energy. Take a lot of... Yeah, they don't seem very energy efficient.
No, I don't think they are. Not particularly.
But they're so
Which
cute.
Is, another reason why I didn't want it here. Yeah. Where I'm going to be paying the bills.
Oh my gosh, I just found this thing. It costs, what, £231. But it's like a mini fridge that looks like a Coca-Cola vending machine. So it fits like six cans in. And then I guess they drop down and just make them really fizzy.
Oh my God. Send it to me.
That is such a luxury. It reminds me of, I think we've talked about these before, you know the Cadbury mini chocolate Cadbury vending chocolate machines things that would cost like 10p and then you could just take the money out again anyway.
Oh my God, Coca-Cola vending machine. It's £230 and it can hold 6 cans? Are you kidding me? Wait, no, 10 cans it says. That's still nothing. That's so bad.
Oh, I guess is there like a row behind that row?
There must be, yeah. That's 10 cans, though. That's nothing. What a waste of money.
That is the sort of thing that someone would have in a film like Big, where they've just spent all of their money on absolute nonsense.
Definitely.
There'd be like a pinball machine with that next to it. I remember when we first moved, well, we were first looking to move into this house, and Alex really wanted one of those, you know, the Smeg fridges, the like really fancy retro ones.
Mm-hmm.
He really wanted one of those. And I was like, you're basically just paying 3 times more for a fridge that doesn't actually have that practical space. You're just paying for how the front of it looks. And we went to, there's this place in Bristol called Totterdown. And every year in November, they have an arts trail where people basically invite you into their house. There'd be like a map of Totterdown. And if it has a flag outside, it means an artist lives there, and you go in and you see their stuff.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
We went into this, you should come round it next year. It is really cool.
That's really lovely.
The first year we went was actually the year that we were looking to move house. So we sort of also used it to size up the houses in the area. But I remember going into the house of this, painter, and he had like all his paintings on the wall and everything, and it was all through his living room and kitchen. And we walked in and Alex goes, oh, and I was like, oh, have you seen something you liked? And then I looked, I like followed his gaze, and basically the guy had a Smeg fridge, and I was like, okay you're just eyeing up this man's kitchen. You don't actually like his work.
Just having a look at his fridge.
She's like, yeah, look at that fridge.
To be fair, they look like very nice fridges, but they are too expensive. They are far too expensive. Also, Smeg.
Yeah. It's not the best of names.
No, it's not the best. Not great.
I feel like they also have that, like, tiny freezer compartment as well, where you can't really fit much in.
Yeah.
We were sort of saved by the fact that the people in this house previously couldn't be bothered to move their fridge, so we just inherited theirs, and it's actually like
a
pretty decent fridge and freezer, so
see, my
we didn't
fridge...
have to buy a Smeg.
My fridge is built in to like the cabinets and stuff, so if I have to replace it, it'll be a pain in the bum. And also, it's very eager. It likes to be too cold.
And it freezes everything.
It freezes everything.
Have stuff like slightly too far back, it just turns into an ice block.
Well, yeah, that was the issue originally, but now it's just whatever it fancies. Because I think like the something in it's dead or broken, and I'm probably going to need a new fridge, but I'm just ignoring the issue for now. But yeah, I put some apples in there, and I went to eat one. And you know when they're all like furry because they've been frozen, like that weird frozen texture of fruit, and I was like, apples have been frozen. And then I came to Bristol one week, and I forgot to throw my milk out before I left. And when I got home, it was rock solid.
Oh my God.
The fridge had just frozen it and it was still perfectly fine because it had been frozen. I was like, what? I was like, I mean, great, but not great. That's bad.
Fridge is taking initiative.
It is, yeah. And every now and then there'll be like puddles at the bottom of the fridge that have just frozen. So it's like a little ice rink. Oh my God, my fridge is a disaster.
Aww.
Maybe that's what started now.
Your dream kettle was trying to teach you.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I'm doing my job, unlike the fridge.
The light in our fridge died months ago, and I keep forgetting it because you're like, open the fridge, but you only open the fridge because you're in the middle of doing something. So I'll open it and be like, oh yeah, and then I'll forget. And it's just gone on for ages now.
Yep. I'm so bad for that. I'm so, so bad for that. I would not remember at all. It's like I was saying on stream, I heard a tip about, do you ever find that you buy vegetables and you forget they're there and then they go off?
Yeah.
So I saw a tip on Instagram. It was like ADHD Instagram because it keeps recommending that to me for some reason. and it said, if you use your vegetable drawer for like condiments, like ketchup and barbecue sauce and stuff, then put your vegetables somewhere you can see them, then you'll find that you use your vegetables more and the condiments won't go forgotten because you go to the fridge for them when you want to use them. You don't just go to the fridge, I fancy a bit of ketchup. Like, so I've moved all of my condiments into a vegetable drawer, and honestly, it is the most I've opened the vegetable drawers ever.
Ooh.
Ever. And the veg is all like in the door. To be fair, I have still forgotten about the veg, but that's mainly because I don't want to eat it. But I do see it when I open the fridge now, and I think, oh, I need to eat that, but then I don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty good tip, honestly. It's a bit weird, but it works. It works pretty well.
We've tried to have a system where we got a blackboard in the kitchen now, and when we do the shopping, we write on the blackboard all the meals that we can make from it, so that... Because we used to do the thing of being like, oh, what should we have? Oh, I don't know. Oh, let's look in the fridge. What have we got? So now we can look at the board and be like, we're going to do that one. And then that sort of gets stuff used up a bit more.
That's a good idea.
But I wanted it's to one of those little, things that does fall apart quite easily if you forget to write it one week and then the whole system crumbles.
And then you've just got like a blackboard there and
moldy
it has nothing on it. And moldy fridge, yeah. No, I have a whiteboard in my kitchen, just a little one, and I brought it in there because I was like, right, I'm going to put this somewhere and I'm going to write down all like the veg and stuff I have in the fridge that I'd forget about. And because my fridge is part of like the cupboards and stuff, it doesn't have a metal door. Well, it does, but it's covered by like plastic. Yeah. So I can't put the whiteboard on it because it's got magnets. No. So I'm going to have to like stick it up there somehow. So now I just have a random whiteboard in my kitchen, like on the side, and it's been there for ages. It's just all these issues, man. How do I survive as an adult? I don't know.
What we should do is, because you know you get the mini fridges with like the clear front doors. Instead of having one big fridge, just a stack of three mini fridges so you can always just see what you have.
Yes. You can also get big fridges that have like a glass door or the big screens and you tap them and it shows you what's inside. Wow.
Oh my gosh, like yeah. Trot has that fridge. Okay, I've talked enough about Trot's toilet. I've
now
not even begun
fridge.
On his fridge. Like, honestly, the fridge is amazing. It has like a double door. So like you can either open it and get to just the front section where you put like your juice bottles and stuff, or you can pull the handle fully and it opens both doors. So it's like a door and a door. So there's like two layers of fridge inside one fridge. I'm not very good at explaining this. And it also does the thing where you can just like, if you knock on it, the light comes on and you can just see inside. And oh my gosh, it's so good. And that's not even getting me started on the freezer with its fancy ice maker and all of this stuff. It's really good. It's really good. Honestly, just, I reckon, if anyone's in the area, just go around Trots. It's really good there. Yeah, there's lovely. A dog, there's fridge. A cat.
Nice toilet.
I'm going to move in. I got in Trots' car the other day, actually. This reminds me. I was having a bit of like, basically, I got a lift to the vet. And then from lovely Kim, and then Kim's car broke down in the car park because the battery died. So I had to call up Trot and be like, can you come up? I would have sat with Kim if I didn't have the bunnies with me. I needed to get them home. And I was like, oh, do you mind giving me a lift home? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I got in the car and it'd been like 5 minutes. And I was like, Trot, do you have heated seats or have I just peed myself? He was like, we've got heated seats, don't worry. I was like,
oh, thank God.
Thank you. Because my seat was just getting warmer and warmer. And I was like, have I just lost control because of the stressful my God, situation? Brady. So I just checking. But it can be quite, I find heated seats can be quite disconcerting sometimes.
Yeah, no, I agree. They absolutely are. They can be super disconcerting. It's like when you go to the toilet and someone's just been on it and you sit down and the seat is still warm, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, because I had that the first time I ever used Trot's toilet. Was I was like, the seat's warm, was how long was the person before on this floor? And then I was like, oh no, it's got a heated seat, okay, that's fine. Oh, technology, it's so wondrous. I reckon
technology.
That future fridges will have a thing. In fact, this probably is a thing now if you live in like Silicon Valley or whatever. But I reckon future fridges will have a thing that as you put the food in, it like scans the best before date or something and it warns you like your asparagus is gonna go off today or something and like tells you to use it, I reckon.
That would be perfect. I would love that.
That's where the future
is. Someone invent that now.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be saying this on the podcast. You should just patent it and then go, you know, should run away with the idea. Get it done.
The Silicon Valley. What would be what's a good pun name for a fridge that tracks your dates? Date fridge. Fridge.
Date fridge.
Best
fridge
before. Date.
Best
now.
Best fridge. best...
Fridge. We'll work on it. We'll work.
We'll work on it. Yeah. We'll
we should have a podcast
later.
Where we talk about fridges and it could be called Refrigerator.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's the next one. Line it up. Perfect.
Have you ever seen that subreddit where people take photos of their fridges and then you have to guess everything about their personality?
No.
So you just post like a picture of your fridge and then people will try and guess like your gender, your job, your age, your relationship status. People will be like, what? Oh, well, I can, like, I think it's called something like fridge detectives or something like that.
Oh and my God, I'm gonna go look at it.
People will be like, I can tell that you must work a standard 9 to 5 because you can tell that you have pre-prepared your lunch tomorrow. And it's all stuff like that. People get so into it.
It's very strange. What do you think people would say to you if they saw your fridge? I think that my fridge, they would just think that I'm an absolute degenerate.
And they would be right.
Yeah, like pretty much. I mean, what have I got in there at the moment? I've got lots of like preserves and pickles and stuff on the bottom shelf that I've forgotten about. I have some tortilla wraps on the top shelf, which have probably gone past their sell-by date. I have a carton of eggs and a big bag of cheese and loads of vegetables in the drawer on the left. Not in the drawer, in the door. And then loads of condiments in the drawer at the bottom.
This person clearly thinks the ketchup is a vegetable.
Oh, no.
You should make an account and post a picture of your fridge and see if they can suss you out.
I'm I think they just judge me, honestly. I don't know if I should.
How brutal are they? Is it like roast me?
They're that brutal. I think they tend to be... I mean, it takes a certain kind of personality to be on Fridge Detective subreddit. So I think they are very just like matter of fact. I don't think... Which I guess maybe that's worse. If they're just like, I know for a fact that you're falling apart at the seams. I'm not judging it. I'm just spitting truth.
Okay, one of the comments is, you're a mum and you're a little overwhelmed this week.
This is like the modern day, like, tea leaf reading.
These comments. It is, yeah. Just show me a picture of your fridge.
I'll tell you everything that's going on. It's like that woman who used to get people to poo in Tupperware and tell you what's going on with your colon.
Oh, God, what was her name? The one that she went on I'm a Celebrity and fainted.
And she wasn't
poo lady.
She didn't have any, like... Was it someone...
Gillian McKeith.
Gillian McKeith.
Gillian McKeith. Yeah.
I was like, Gillian Majeath, that sounds right.
Gillian Majeath.
Do you want to hear my dream?
Now. Let's listen to the next dream.
We've gone on quite a tangent. We stayed within the realm of kitchen appliances. So
true.
It wasn't
I've
too bad.
I've now joined Fridge Detective. I might post my fridge and get back to you on what the Reddit thinks.
Oh, this is going to be a follow-up episode now.
Okay, right, let's listen to your dream.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
I had a dream that I suddenly realized that Bristol was actually in America, and I was sat talking to Trot, and he had a daughter, and I think Helen and his daughter were meant to be American, and I was just talking to him in my parents' kitchen. I was like, do you ever find it strange to realize you're not in England? And he was like, oh yeah, it is weird. And then I was somewhere else. I had this, I think I was with Kirsty and this lady, and this man came around to deliver some news, and we knew that the lady and the man really liked each other. We were like rooting for them to get together, but they were just like playing really like, they were just too shy. And eventually, the woman was like, we persuaded her, we're like, just tell him how you feel. But he started just like running around, and I managed to catch him, and I was like, look, just hear what she has to say. And eventually, I was like, stood near them, and they were like sharing a moment. And then we were like, I was hugging one of them, and then they finally started to have their, like, first kiss. And I just got squished in the middle, and I was like, I really don't need to be part of this. Can I go? But they just kept on hugging me, and I was like, okay. And one of them was wearing a woolen coat, and it was itchy, and I just wanted to be away from it. And then eventually they stopped. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a snack. And Kirsty had been putting snacks out on the table, but it was all just boxes full of spiky fruit, like it was like slices of cactus and stuff. And all these just weird spiky things. And then I saw something at the back that didn't look spiky, so I reached in, and as soon as I touched it, I knew it was pickles, and I was like, oh, now my hand smells of pickles, and I hate pickles. But I knew that Kirsty loves pickles. And then we went somewhere else. Like, I was by this massive neon sign, and it had this arrow that like it said moth, and it was just moving around and pointing at moths, and it was actually really like, it was really cute. But then it got, then it changed to say Kelsey Grammar, and it was in the middle of these two really high like buildings of flats, and everyone was like, this is just a publicity stunt, Kelsey Grammar isn't here. And at one point Will Smith just walked out and no one cared because they were like, where's Kelsey? And then Kelsey Grammar did walk out and everyone was like, oh my gosh. But then I was sat doing a puzzle with my niece, and she had like her younger sister was older, and she had done half of it, and they'd done it in like stripes, and I was like, oh look, if you just put them together, you've both finished the puzzle. And then there was something about, I don't know, there was like this weird theme park ride that spun, you had to have two kids on it, and it'd spin you around. I think it was meant to be Professor Layton themed or something, but it was also meant to make you feel like a Pokemon. And my niece and nephew wanted to go on it. But then this other family just like walked over, like the kids just immediately climbed up and got on the ride. And I was like, okay, I guess they're going on the ride then. Let's go down the ladder. And we were going down the ladder, and I think that's all I remember. Yeah. The end.
Bye-bye.
I don't know what any of it means.
That was wild. There was just so much stuff.
Kelsey likes pickles.
I do like pickles. Love pickles. Pickles are so good. The thing is, though, it's good to have a friend who doesn't like pickles, because
you can always have my pickles.
Get all the pickles.
Mm.
Yeah,
I can eat your pickles, baby. Pickles,
baby.
See, this is the sort of stuff, like, usually, like, since doing this podcast, I'll wake up from a dream, and eventually I'll be able to be like, okay, maybe this was this, and maybe this was this. But my dreams recently have just been like that, and I'm like, what? What is this?
It just seemed to be, like, a big mess of lots of people being there and doing things.
Yeah.
And also pickles.
Because he loves pickles.
I love pickles. I love that I was putting spiky things on the table except pickles.
It was like you were putting out these tiny baskets and they had like slices of cactus in them and some other thing that I think was meant to be like dragon fruit, but it had spikes. And then at the very back of every basket, you just put a few slices of pickle.
Oh my God. What?
And I
that
don't
does
know
sound
why,
like me.
Like, why Kelsey Grammar? Why the puzzles? So the puzzles, I don't know if I explained it very well, but basically they had done it. So like one of them had done the outside of right. the puzzle and then just done like every other row they'd filled in. So they were like, it was all the puzzle, oh. but it was just in stripes. And then the other one had done the rest of the puzzle, which was obviously just the remaining stripes of it. So I was like, just put them together. You finished the puzzle.
Just put them together, forehead.
Just do it. Just finish the puzzle. And then just I don't know do why it. There's a Professor Layton ride that you had to be a Pokemon. I just, it's like my brain just like took a tour around the house and everything it saw, it was like, I'm going to put you in. I'm going to put
yeah,
you
genuinely,
in.
Genuinely, that's pretty much what it sounds like. It sounds just like everyone had a cameo in this dream. Professor maybe, Layton was there.
Maybe just because I hadn't had dreams in a while, I just had a little bit of a backlog and it was just like, let's just like clear the pipes. Like I had a dream enema. This is all the stuff I've cleared through.
Yeah, literally. It's, I don't even know where to start. I literally don't even know where to start. So were there that. any like specific things that stuck out which could potentially
have a meaning. The only thing I have in my brain right now is pickles.
Pickles. I don't know. What would I have even been doing? So this was the 6th of January. So what's that? Like over a week ago. I don't know what I was thinking a week ago. I don't know what I was thinking this morning. I don't know why Kelsey Grammer. Like I have been thinking about rewatching Frasier. So maybe he's just been, but I've not been like, thinking about it, like it's crossed my mind, but I'm not being like I must do this or anything. I don't know, like I do find it funny how there was literally like I was at the top of, you know, when you see shots of like people in blocks of flats and they're all
yeah
like nosing down at stuff that's happening on the street sort of thing, and like all the everyone's out on their balcony and stuff, and it was like that. We were all waiting for Kelsey Grammer, and then like I said, Will Smith just walks out and I was like, oh look, it's Will Smith, and no one paid him attention. It was just like, ah, who cares, where's Kelsey? Kelsey. Kelsey.
Kelsey.
I don't know why. It's just very,
I genuinely strange. Don't know where to start or end or tackle this dream. It's I think you're right. I do think it's just a big old like not dreamed in a while. Blah, blah,
blah. And there's the whole thing at the beginning about some like love story where I was just personally involved, just squeezing in between them like, hiya.
Yeah.
You guys like, gonna kiss?
They're kissing and I can't get out, and one of them has an itchy coat. This is terrible.
What would I have been thinking about? There was one point before Christmas where my sister was asking about like the vegan view on wool, and I was saying like personally I'm quite allergic to wool, like I just find it super itchy and uncomfortable anyway, so it's never really something I've had to struggle with. Like, oh, should I wear this, shouldn't I, because I don't want to wear it anyway. But so maybe it was just like that leftover conversation that I was just thinking, wool's itchy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
itchy.
Pickles.
I hope no one hugs me wearing wool.
Goodness knows.
Oh no.
Well, that's my offering for the comfort zone table.
Thank you for your offering. I'm sorry I couldn't help with it because
no one can.
Yeah. That could be the question this week. Does anybody know what the hell is happening in Bryony's brain?
Please.
Can anybody
someone
help?
There any meaning there whatsoever?
Oh my god, wait, hang on.
I have a feeling this is going to be my dreams for the next few weeks, so buckle up everyone. We're going for a ride.
Oh, dreams of, here we go,
Kelsey Grammer.
Dreaming of cactus thorns signifies that you need to strengthen your self-defense mechanism. Others feel that they have to defend themselves regarding your presence. What?
What are you going to do to me? Are you going to attack me?
Maybe. Ooh. With pickles.
With spiky pickles. Maybe it's that, this, like, maybe the basket represented, maybe I feel like other friends have, because like I'm comfortable with you, but then there's like not many people that I feel like fully comfortable with. So maybe it was representative of I still am on my guard slightly with other people, whereas
yeah,
you're the soft pickles
I'm
in my
a
life.
Nice soft pickle that you can touch all you like.
It just, the only sacrifice is I will smell of pickles afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only problem. You know what? I like that. I think we've cracked it. Well done.
Perfect. Well,
as he smells of pickles.
In conclusion.
In conclusion.
I just had to dress it up with 4 minutes of other dream to soften the blow a bit.
Oh no. Oh my god.
Shall we hear your gate dream, or do you want to save it for... should we go for it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We'll do a quick one. Nice. I don't know what this dream is about, but it's only 3 minutes long, so it should be fine.
Hi. I had a dream the other day that I was in a boarding school. I think for girls... and we were all trying to escape. It was a very horrible place. And we were by the door. And it had a great big iron gate that we couldn't get out of. So we had a plan. They had like a garage with all of the vans and stuff for the school next to the gate. And we hid up there with a big trolley. And when they opened the gate, to let a van in, we like ran the trolley and let go of it, and it went wheeling off past all the teachers that were trying to stop us, and it got wedged in the gate. So we managed to, I think four of us managed to run out of the gate. We were like, see you later, nerds, and we got out of there, and we managed to have a car for some reason, I don't know how, but we were in a car. And we drove up the slope. It was like a tiny slip road out of this school and onto a main road. And we drove up it onto the main road. And we're like, oh my god, we're free. And we're driving for a little while. We loop round. And we come to like a fork in the road. And it's like, oh, do we go left or right? And I was like, oh, we'll go right. So we went right. Turns out it came to a bridge. But the bridge was out. We were like, oh, I think we were going too fast. And we fell down, but it was into a river. But the river was on the school grounds. The bridge went over it. So we'd looped all the way around, fallen off the road, back into the school grounds, and now we were drenched. But it was like, it was a river that ran along like the playground almost. So we were like, oh geez, we gotta get out of this river quick. So we got out and we just like act natural, just hanging out there soaking wet. And the teachers, like, they came over and they were like, oh, what do you do? You escaped. And I was like, what? No, I've just been swimming. And we got away with it somehow. So a little bit further down this playground, there was... it sort of merged with something else. So there was like a betting place, and they were having races and stuff. And I can't really remember anything else, but it was very weird. Very colourful. And we placed a bet on, I think, a pig race. Some piggies. But I don't remember anything else. I feel like there were cheese strings in the dream at some point. But my memory fails me. We'll never know. The end.
There you go.
Cheese strings.
Cheese strings.
Are we just to bed hungry? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Also, it's cheese strings, everybody listening. Not G strings, okay? Cheese strings. But yeah, I was, while I was listening to that, I remembered everyone eating something while we were driving away. And I thought it was like Mentos or something. But no, maybe it was cheese strings. Maybe we were eating cheese.
Aww.
But yeah, this dream, I don't know when I dreamt it versus when I recorded it, because it stayed in my brain for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those dreams that I'll just remember now, I think.
Ooh.
As soon as I started listening, it was like, I was at a school. I was like, right, I know which dream this was. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why I remember it so much. But yeah, there was other stuff too. So the playground with the river running along it. It had like a courtyard which led into this betting area. And then you went down a little bit further and then there was like the main gate and stuff. It was almost as if there was something else attached to this school. Like there was a different organization, which is why there was like a betting room and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think stuff happened in the betting room as well. But yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember.
I looked up bridge and it says the bridge is one of the most commonly found images in dreams and almost invariably indicates the crossing from one phase of life to another. The bridge may be depicted as weak or strong, sturdy or otherwise, which gives an indication of the strength of connection necessary to make changes in the dreamer's life. So I guess the fact that yours was like school.
Mine wasn't there, the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And then we fell off of it back into the school. So I guess no change.
It says the symbol of a bridge in a dream signifies the emotional connection between the dreamer and the other people or various parts of their life.
Oh.
So
again,
you have
no bridge.
Yeah.
Oh. To be fair, it was less a bridge and it was more like a raised motorway.
Oh,
you
okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's like almost like a spaghetti junction type road bridge thing. I don't know if you'd count that as a bridge, but yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
And then
So
the river.
Sorry, you go.
Are we back into anxiety now? Is this what's happening?
Maybe, maybe. So yeah, we fell off the bridge. There were four of us, I think. I don't know who the other girls were, but there were four of us. And we fell off of this road / bridge down through some trees into the river. And we were like, okay, we're safe, we're fine. We just need to go. And then we looked up and we were on the school grounds again. It was like, no! All that effort, no! The moral of the story is always go left at a fork in the road.
Good adventurers go left.
Yeah, and we went right. And that's where we made our big mistake.
I guess for me, like my first impression of the dream would be that because of like the fork in the road and the school and the bridge and like rivers, I think this was probably if you're like me, in the week before New Year's, you get very, what's the word? Like you reflect on stuff a lot and you think about decisions and you think about how you're going to change going forward. And like it feels like you're in like the middle of the past, the present and the future very much at that time, I feel. Obviously, you always are, but I think you think about it a lot more at this time of year. So I wonder if it was just you were like processing decisions you'd made, roads you'd taken, winding rivers you'd been down,
maybe.
Bridges you'd crossed, like that sort of stuff.
Bridges
I wonder if it was
fallen off.
If it was that.
Maybe.
Pigs you've bet on.
Honestly, it's kind of funny you should say about like the past and stuff, because thinking back to the layout of this school, it's very similar to I lived in a pub when I was a kid, and the layout is pretty much identical to the outside of that. And I never made the connection, but thinking back, it's very similar. So the river would be like where the car park was, and the door going into the betting place was where it was the pool room, it was where the snooker table was, and then like round the corner it was like, imagine a backwards L, so that was the bottom of the L, and then the top of the L was where like the front door was, it was where like the rest of the car park was, and even the exit to this school, it was like up a little ramp. And that was what the exit to the car park was like. And it was exactly there as well. So the layout was exactly the same. And I never, ever made that connection until now. That's quite cool. That's really cool. So it was a copy of my old house or my old pub that I used to live in.
I looked up.
Which is cool.
Pig. And yeah. I don't agree with it. It says, pig is taken in Western belief to indicate ignorance, stupidity, selfishness, and gluttony. Pigs are really smart.
Pigs are so clever.
They like have the same intelligence as, I want to say, like an 8-year-old. They're like,
I think it's like a three or four year old maybe.
Pigs,
something like that.
Are smart. But
pigs are real clever and they're so lovely.
It says the dreamer's better self may be beginning to recognize these unattractive qualities. Without such recognition, there can be no transformation or mastery of them. There's also a specific section for pigs and jewels. There is a conflict between the lower urges and spiritual values. Perhaps there is failure to appreciate spiritual values. What? Pigs and jewels. How strange.
Pigs and jewels. I still think that this book was written by an AI. Gonna be honest. Half the stuff it comes out with is like, excuse me?
Oh my gosh, I just looked across and it says, the mole is often taken to represent the powers of darkness.
Not the mole.
The mole.
The mole. So yeah, that was my dream. I don't know what it meant, but yeah.
I feel like it made more sense
pretty cool.
than my dream.
I think your interpretation was pretty good though, like just like reflecting on stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just like that, just like that, very much that time of year feels like a crossroad in itself, because you have that like, what am I going to do next year? What am I going to change next year? And I feel like that week is quite magical in a way, because I feel like as someone who doesn't often have a lot of self-belief, the sheer amount of self-belief I have in the week building up to New Year's is astounding, because I'm like, I'm going to do this and I'll do this and I'll do this every day and this every week and I'm going to be amazing.
I'm going to do so much stuff.
Which is a really bad way to look at it. Like, you should do slow improvements throughout the year. You shouldn't put too much on yourself. But I do it every year. I'm like, this is it. This is the year.
Yep.
I'm going to do hot girl shit.
Hot girl shit. This is the year of Bryony.
And then we're, 13 days into the year and I've worn pyjamas every day. I've not left the house in 3 days. Just there with like, I've literally got an entire packet's worth of pistachio shells on my desk and I'm like, hot girl shit. This is my year.
Oh my god.
I made a new TikTok. That's about as productive as I have been.
That's more productive than me, honestly.
And I made a joke that amused myself. So that, you know, is good going.
I made myself laugh.
I was watching telly and there was an advert for, you know, the holiday company Ho Seasons?
No.
there's a, I think they just like, you get like Ho Season brochures. I think they do like, they're sort of like, they rent Ho holiday season. Properties and stuff. And the advert came up and I turned to Alex and I went, forget my slut era, I'm in my Ho Season. And that's how productive I've been this year.
I love it. I'm just imagining you saying that with a mouthful of pistachios.
I was crunching on a pistachio. You know when you get one that only has like the tiniest little crack? It's not good to pry apart. And I was crunching it with my teeth and I was like, I'm going to break my teeth. I'm going to break my teeth. But I carried on. I didn't break my teeth. It was fine. But because I broke my tooth on popcorn last year, I was like, I should probably be being more careful.
But you don't need to, because you're in your Ho Season.
I'm in my Ho Season. She says, covered in pistachio crumbs, singing, didn't I do it for you?
Let me do it for you.
So the other day, midstream, I looked down at my keyboard and there was just like a massive lump of chocolate stuck next to my W key. And I was like, I'm just going to get this out. And I was like, there's all of my, you know, we've got a few friends who are like, I've decided this is the year I'm going to start my OnlyFans, because they're all like these glamorous, beautiful people. Beautiful. And then there's me like trying to work out so I can like my little lump of chocolate so I can WASDA more easily. And the only reason I was using my keyboard was because I've got gamer thumbs from playing too much Hades and my hands hurt now. So I was like, I can't play a controller game today. because of my decrepit thumbs. Who wants to see me on OnlyFans?
Who wants to look at my messed up thumbs on OnlyFans?
Only thumbs.
Oh my god.
But it's going to be
Jesus
my year.
Christ. Yeah, it's my year.
It's my hoe season.
Oh my god.
Well.
On that note.
Thank you everyone for joining us again. I hope you all had marvellous festive seasons and happy new years.
Happy new year. The happiest of new years.
And thank you, Kirsty. It's been
lovely.
Thank
you, Bryony. It's been delicious. Sort of dreams.
A delicious endeavour.
Yum.
We're hoping this year, as a podcast resolution, to get a few little guests on as well. We've got a couple lined up, little guests, just so you can have a little break from us for a bit.
Yeah. Well, we've just had a little break, so they're going to have to deal with us for a while.
That's true. We've come kicking and screaming back into their ear holes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Talking about pickles.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Well.
Have
lovely... Thank you so much, everyone.
Sweet dreams.
Sweetest of dreams.
And
we'll see you all next time.
Until next time. Bye-bye for now.
Until next time.
Bye-bye!